I'm so desperate for you to come back, mistress. I've been a naughty girl, and I appreciate every little bit of attention that you're willing to give me. I'm already conditioned to be aroused by the sound of your voice. Just you unlocking the door to your dungeon is enough to make my pussy wet. I crave your touch. The way your fingers slide over every part of my body before they enter the most intimate parts of me. I want it so badly. I want to be a better girl for you. I'm sorry for losing control and coming so hard on your strap-on. I promise I won't come without your permission again. I was such a needy whore, and you were fucking me so well I couldn't hold it in. I was too afraid to look into your eyes when you pulled out of me. I knew you wouldn't be pleased, and I knew I was about to be punished. I was wearing your black collar with a leash around my neck, my lacy white stockings and garter, lacy white panties hanging from my thighs, my white bustier that you pulled down to my stomach to expose my perky tits, with your clamps still gripping my nipples. Then there's the plug that you slid into my ass right before making me sit on this chair. You tied my hands and legs to the chair using parts of the sheer top that you swiftly tore off of me earlier. You put some porn on the screen and turned the volume up before suddenly shoving your fingers deep in my pussy, instantly filling me with lust. Your other hand grabbed a fistful of my hair and pulled it back, making me look at you while your fingers moved in and out of me, making your palms slam into my clit. My body quivered as I was still sensitive from the amazing fucking you had just given me. You told me to watch the screen and learn how to be a good whore before stopping and shoving another object inside of me. It was almost enough to make me come again, but I held it in. I wouldn't dare come again while being punished. It was one of your vibrating toys, but you didn't bother turning it on. You pulled my panties back up, keeping the toy in place. Then you made me bite onto the chain attached to the collar, keeping the handle up, asking me to stay like this until you returned. Then you left me alone, so close to the edge, taunting me with your ass as you swayed your hips, walking out of the room and locking the door behind you. I don't know how long I've been like this, maybe 2 hours? My panties are soaking from all the fluid slowly leaking out of my naughty pussy. Drool is dripping from my face because of the lotion onto my tits, travelling down my body and mixing in with my pussy juice. I just want to break free and rub my fingers around my aching clit and finger my soaking wet pussy until I come. But I want to please your mistress. I have watched so many whores getting used by their masters. Whores with their face full of pussy not being allowed to breathe. Gasping for air at every little chance they get before being smothered again. Whores being bent over the bed, having all of their holes filled. Whores all tied up and taking whatever is given to them. And they only came when they had permission. I want to be used like them. I want to be like them, making their masters happy. If I'm good enough, maybe you'll be generous enough to let me taste your pussy. Let me lick up the juices that hopefully trickle out of you from the excitement of having your way with me. I can just imagine you coming back and unbinding me and then forcing me on all fours, tugging on my leash and leading me back to the bed. My wetness dripping down my thighs as I crawl behind you, looking up at your beautiful back and gorgeous ass, making me kneel on top of the bed and spank me as you see me drip onto the bed, making a mess. Spank me more as you see even more flow out of me because of how much the pain turns me on. Tie my hands behind my back again and force my face down into the mattress. Pull my panties down and force my legs apart to let the toy slip out of me. Tie my ankles to the bed so that I can't slip away. I want to feel your fingers again. Make them run along the outside of my pussy lips and then up and down my slit. Then please fuck me afterwards. Please fuck me. I want to feel you inside me again. Tell me to stop moaning like a whore and I'll stop. I'll try to be quiet like your good little whore, muffling my whimpers into the mattress as you fuck me. Pull at my leash so that I can't do what you have to force a whimper out of me. Keep spanking me, run my clit as you fuck me. Slap my tits until the clamps fall off. I'll try my best to be quiet. I'll do anything to please you. I'll be your good little girl. I won't come without your permission. Please come back, mistress.